Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We are being lied to. Our freedoms are being taken forever. And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. And I will not have my health destroyed because you idiots can't read truth. You go along with the lies that are the people who are trying to take down our freedoms and destroy our country. This is sick. You ought to be ashamed of yourself for being a part of this. And I will not be muzzled. And it's time for us to stand up for our freedoms. Because if we stand back and let these pieces of crap handle our freedoms, we will have no freedom. In fact, we'll end up being dead.
We're making our man Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Mike, I'm sorry. I had to do that to you on a Thursday, Mike. I'm sorry, no. Man. How you doing?
Joe, I'm doing great, and I love it because the delivery reminded me of the old days of professional wrestling when Gene Okerlund would be interviewing Hulk Hogan and that passion, right, about what he's going to do to the Macho Man the next time he sees him. It would always crack me up. Here's what would happen. Hulk Hogan would be yelling like that guy about the Macho Man and all the things he's going to do to him. And then as soon as Hulk Hogan walks away, Gene Okerlund turns, and there's the Macho Man who comes in with his rebuttal. It's like, they're in the same room. They're talking about how they want to kill each other. They're there. Do it now. Right. Turn the cameras on them now. So that whole attitude reminded me of those old over-the-top pro wrestler yelling and screaming and spitting all over Gene Okerlund. I guess they'd have to wear face shields or something to do that now.
Well, that's the best I can give you from our market here in South Florida. The lady followed up by this man who was really – he got an amen at the end, so we'll leave it with that. Hey, I want to ask you, first of all, the NFLPA, this is an interesting one. I've been going back and forth because we got so many rookies on this team. So the league wants – two preseason games, weeks 2 and 3, and the NFLPA is saying, now, we don't want to play preseason. Let's just get practice and get right to this. What are your thoughts on what's best for the league overall, considering everything?
Well, I think that it's important for all teams to be able to go through the drill, go through the motions, once at home and once on the road, of what it's going to be like during the season, so that it isn't a dramatic adjustment when it's time to go play the regular season games, right? You want to know what it feels like to make a road trip with the pandemic protocol. You want to see what it feels like to play at home,
right,
during the pandemic protocol. So it isn't jarring, so it isn't shocking, and so you can ultimately focus on your craft. And that's one of the big concerns in all of this, Joe. Take a step back. I talked to Rodney Harrison about this the other day. We talk all the time about how we want players to be focused. We don't want distractions. They need to focus, focus, focus. How can they focus, focus, focus this year? How can they? When they're constantly thinking, what was that cough over there? Am I far enough apart? What happens when I go out on the field? How in the world can they reconcile keeping me safe in the locker room versus keeping me safe in a scrum of 22 guys who are spitting and sweating and bleeding all over each other? So, look, bottom line is this. Everything is negotiable at this point. And basically what the NFL and the NFLPA have to do is come up with a one-year comprehensive labor deal for football in a pandemic. And I don't get the impression they've agreed on anything yet. There's a long way to go and a short time to get there, as the song once said. And camps are opening in less than 4 weeks. and they haven't agreed on anything, how are they going to hammer out all of these issues? And J.C. Treba, the president of the union, said something that I've been saying for weeks. Every question you answer raises more questions. Now, he said three more questions. I've been saying five more questions. We'll split the difference at four. Either way, it's not an easy thing to do, and they are layers and layers and layers of issues. You know, one of the things I'm going to be writing about after we're done here, Joe, the opt-out possibility. What are the rules there if a player decides, I'm just not playing this year? Does he forfeit his salary? Probably. Does he have to give back any signing bonus? He shouldn't have to. When can he change his mind? When does he have to lock it in? What are the, you know, is it just a leverage play to try to get a new deal? Can you give someone a new deal to get them to change their mind? Can you pay them more to assume the risk of playing in a pandemic? There are so many issues, and I feel like the NFL has been sitting on their hands for the past 3.5 months just waiting and watching for other sports to answer their questions for them. And guess what? The other sports haven't answered their questions for them.
Mike, let me ask you this, and you know, before we even talk about, especially down here with everything going on with the coronavirus, before we get butts in seats, is there a chance that we could slide this season back a little bit? Could you still see that come into play?
The way that the schedule was constructed, and we reported this back at the time, because it was jarring to me how many great games are jammed into week one, how many division games are in week one, and then week two, three, and four, I think there's no division games in any of those 3 weeks, a lot of interconference games in those 3 weeks. What I think the league would like to try to do, and the key word as we get closer and closer to September 10 is try. Get week one in, step back and reassess, and if need be, week two, week three, week four can be postponed until the end of the season, can be picked up in January with the Super Bowl slid back to the last weekend in February if they want to push it that far. And it tells me that, and it's really not a surprise, like the NFL's notoriously reactive, not proactive on everything. Well, with this virus, there's no way you can be proactive. No one knows what's going to happen. I think they're going to try to do the best they can to pull off week one, sit back and monitor, and if it means they got to cancel week two, week three, and or week four, or postpone those weeks, or whatever the case may be, to modify, adjust their procedures, whatever the case may be, that's what I think they're going to try to do. Now, that may change, but I think it was all set up to go full steam ahead with week one and then reassess, and if necessary, scrap up to 3 more weeks or postpone up to 3 more weeks after that and then get it all going again in what would be week five.
All right, and the other big story, Cam Newton going to the Patriots. What everybody's been all over the board and stuff on Cam Newton, who looks healthy again, and everybody's, you know, praising, you know, playing with Belichick and all this stuff. And now, well, maybe Stidham will still be the starter. Listen, I think Cam Newton was brought in to be the starter day one. What are your thoughts on Cam Newton going to the Patriots?
Well, I was surprised by it because there was no indication the Patriots were interested. They did a great job of keeping their mouths shut. And let's look at it this way. If we had any reason to believe the Patriots were interested in Cam Newton, do you think Cam Newton would have been available on June 28th to be signed for the veteran minimum base salary? Hell no. Somebody else would have wanted him. That's the beauty of being the Patriots. You keep your mouth shut, you keep your options open, and if no one knows what you really want to do, no other team is going to say, oh, Belichick likes him, I better go get him. And I think that's one of the reasons why Newton was available, because nobody saw this coming. Now, it does, and I just, Joe, I just thought of this, because back in the offseason when Philip Rivers signs for $25 million in Indianapolis and Brady signs for $25 million, in Tampa, and Drew Brees goes back to the Saints for $25 million, even though he can't throw the ball 30 yards or more down the field anymore. You know, I've always argued that your starting quarterback has to be paid at a certain level so he has respect in the locker room, right? It's like the lawyer's got to drive a Cadillac around so people take him seriously. You've got to have a big salary so the locker room takes you seriously. That's one calculated risk the Patriots are taking here. They're bringing Cam Newton in on peanuts. And his upside, even if he's the Super Bowl MVP and the regular season MVP, is $7.5 million. But, you know, I think they're willing to do it because they understand he doesn't need a price tag to make his teammates realize the guy's special. As soon as he walks out onto the practice field, they're going to know the guy's special. He's a giant of a human being. He's a hell of a quarterback. He's a top 10 talent if he's healthy. And they're rolling the dice on the possibility he's going to be healthy. So, look, this is an example of the Patriots working their overall brilliance to perfection. And now they have an upgrade over Jarrett Stidham. They have a guy who makes them instantly competitive. They already were going to be competitive. They're the Patriots, for crying out loud. It's just amazing to see it happen the way that it did.
Yeah, I guess I was just surprised because you're right. There are a lot of teams could have had him. And the Patriots made the move. But the reaction from the national media, like Cam Newton, he could be an MVP and all this stuff, which, by the way, could happen. But, boy, it was just amazing for a guy that anybody could have had. And when he went to the Patriots and the coaching, and listen, Belichick's earned this. I get it over what he's been able to do for two decades. We've lived it down here. Were you surprised by the reaction from everybody that automatically Cam was going to be back to 2015 Cam?
I wasn't, because, Joe, this is the value of, and this is the SAT word portion of the segment, the imprimatur of Bill Belichick. Once he applies his seal of approval to someone, then all of a sudden everyone views that person differently. And yeah. And look,
right.
There's a chance it's going to blow up. I mean, there have been, and we wrote something the other day, all the gambles that Bill Belichick has taken over the years with personnel, and when you have six Super Bowl rings, you can do those things. You can take those chances, because if it doesn't work out, no one's going to say you're an idiot. They just shrug and move on. Remember after the lockout ended in 2011, he gave up draft picks for Albert Haynesworth and Chad Johnson, and it worked out with neither guy. And nobody ever said, oh, yeah, Belichick's an idiot. And that was after only three Super Bowls. Now he's got six. He can do whatever he wants. So if Cam, right. I mean, if Cam Newton hobbles into camp on one leg and can't throw the ball, and they just say, well, there goes $550,000 that was fully guaranteed under this contract, no one is going to say Belichick's a buffoon. And so now that Belichick's put his arms around Cam Newton, yeah, we're all going to say, well, Cam must be pretty damn good. And, you know, Belichick once again grifted the rest of the league.
Look at all the fun things we can do with Cam healthy. You're right. All right, I want to ask you about another guy. We follow him because he's from down here. Antonio Brown has, like, worked out with just about every quarterback that he thinks has a team that could take him. Now it's Russell Wilson. I think this is where he's going to end up when it's all said and done. Russell Wilson, I think he's got a great relationship to go to Pete Carroll and go, hey, he's got the goods, and I talked to him about the Seattle way, and coach, I think he's ready. What are your thoughts on this is where he could end up?
You know, there's different layers and levels to that. First of all, let's start with what happened last year when the Seahawks picked up Josh Gordon after the Patriots dropped him. The reports at the time were they were doing their due diligence on both Gordon and Brown, and they were going to sign one of the two, and they signed Gordon. Well, Gordon's not there now. Gordon could come back if he gets reinstated before the start of the season. So there is at least a basic reason to think that there's the possibility of signing Antonio Brown. And then on top of that, I think Russell Wilson is getting, I don't want to say irritated or frustrated. I don't know. I'll leave it to the listener to come up with the right word. But the reality is the offense in Seattle doesn't really cater to Wilson the way that it should. It doesn't let him air it out the way that he can. We did a thing last week as we counted down the top 40 quarterbacks in the NFL. When you look at Russell Wilson's statistics, or not, Russell Wilson highlights, excuse me, one after another, it is amazing how good he is. He is a guy who, there's nothing flashy about what he does, so you don't appreciate it. Like, Patrick Mahomes runs around with his hair on fire, and he makes a sidearm throw, and it gets people to jump up out of their seats. Russell Wilson just, like, you know, moves around and shifts, and yeah, he gets rid of the ball so fast you don't realize the ball's out, and it's delivered perfectly, and it just doesn't have that same drama embedded in it. But the guy's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Sims put him at number two on his list, and there may be some tension between Wilson and the organization about the direction of the offense, and if Wilson's pushing for Antonio Brown, then maybe it does happen. Here's the thing, though. There's three different incidents for which Antonio Brown is still being investigated by the NFL. He pleaded no contest to felony charges last week. You're not going to get away with that without a suspension from the NFL. There's the sexual assault slash rape lawsuit from last September. That investigation is still unresolved. So, you know, even if someone's interested in him, I don't know when the NFL is going to let him back on the field, and that's going to be a factor in all of this too.
Just your thoughts, your legal thoughts on how long it could be for this year for Antonio Brown if he gets his suspension, which probably will. How long could it be?
Well, look, I would just say out of the gates, for what he's pleaded no contest to, you're looking at 4 to 6 games based on the precedent that we've seen out there. The real question is, Joe, if the NFL's investigators, who are not bound by any type of evidentiary standard like what would apply in a criminal court, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, it's a much lower bar. If they just believe, and there's no middle ground here. This isn't a close question, right? This isn't a matter of interpretation. They're either going to believe the woman who sued Antonio Brown that he sexually assaulted and or raped her, or they're going to believe him. And if they believe her, if they believe her allegation that Antonio Brown raped her, how do they ever let him play again? How do they ever welcome him back into the NFL if they believe what she is saying? And the problem is, here we are almost 10 months from when that lawsuit was filed, and there's no resolution yet. This is one of the biggest problems I have with the NFL's personal conduct policy. The players have no rights. The players have no protections. The league has no deadline for getting it done. There's no right to a speedy trial, right? And as they say in the legal profession, justice delayed is justice denied. Antonio Brown has been radioactive. He essentially served a 14-game suspension last year unpaid because this was hovering over him. And now the league's looking at suspending him again. And I hope he gets credit. I hope that at 345 Park Avenue, they take a step back, and whatever they do at the end of the day, whatever punishment they give him, they say, we recognize that last year, the 14 games he didn't play were a direct result of these pending investigations, and we're going to, if we suspend him 16 games, we're going to give him credit for the 14 games he missed last year. That would be the right thing to do. No matter what you think of Antonio Brown, that would be the right thing for the NFL to do.
Mike, it's always great having you, man, and I appreciate you moving it up a day. Have a great 4th of July, and thank you so much, bud. I appreciate it.
All right, Joe. You too, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Must read a couple times a day. No question about it. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Transworld Business Advisors and my friend Andy Cagnetta helping you sell your company. A lot of people out there like, man, I like to sell, but oh, man, I took a hit over the last couple of months. I wonder what it's worth and everything. That's why you got to meet with Andy and his team at Transworld Business Advisors. Hey, by the way, they're not just some mom and pop shop. Transworld's the largest business brokerage in the world. If you own a business worth $50,000 to $50 million, call Transworld. No matter how specialized they are, call Transworld. Get it started. They have 600 brokers and 200 offices around the world to create competition for your business. A lot of people don't even live here that want to buy companies just like yours. So, hey, if you're thinking about retiring, doing something different, just want to put some money in the bank and just relax for a while, get it started with Transworld, man. You're dealing with the biggest and the best, and Andy is a sweetheart of a guy. Hey, whatever the reason, call Transworld at 954 or 305. Here's their number, 504-8100, or visit tworld.com. That's tworld.com. Learn more about Andy and that staff. They're really good at what they do. Transworld Business Advisors.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.